No one has the balls to stand up like I'm doing right now.
Let's
stop the crap already. We're all Americans. We're all equal. I don't see black. I don't see Asian. I don't see anything but American.
Welcome to Bo Deedle's One Tough Podcast. Boy, we've been getting a lot of action there, a lot of people calling. It was so good, even my friend there, Bill O'Reilly, is starting to copy the Bo. Anytime you need anything, Bill, just call me up. I'll give you some real statistics about the fact that people don't realize a gun problem in America is right in front of us. The solution is right there. I'm talking about for the majority of the 21,000 Americans killed. I'm not talking about AR-15 psychopath shooters. That comprises maybe 130 murders over the year. I'm talking about 21,000. The majority are being used by illegal guns shooting people. Now, here's the big little secret. Joe Biden, come out of the basement. Listen to Bo. Right now on the books, if you're a convicted felon and you get caught with a loaded gun, guess what? In the law, the federal law states you will get a minimum of 10 years. Just imagine if we could get that out to all these people carrying guns, thinking that they're going to get slapped on the wrist, released, locked up 10 times for a gun. Hey, party will be over. So like I said last week, I talked to one of the head fellas from the FBI who's involved with, they prosecuted 8 cases this whole year under the federal guidelines. But guess what? We have all these liberal DAs. We should start in New York City and let it become the federal crime. Let it go across our country to all the major cities, to the beautiful city of Philadelphia. Brotherly love. Memorial Day weekend. 15 shot dead. Not when they are 15. These are the illegal handguns. What I'm saying is the law is on the books. Let's enforce it. Very simple again. We have something like 600 ADAs in New York County. And what are they doing now? They certainly are not prosecuting criminals. Well, I tell you what you do. When I was a detective, they used to be able to swear you in as a federal officer. You'd work with a joint task force. So you swear in the ADAs of the county and you swear them in as federal officers, federal AUSAs. Now, what you assign, take 200 of them and you assign them to one thing, to gun violence. People who are convicted felons, caught with a gun, now you charge them federally, and then all of a sudden it'll be like this, bye-bye, dickhead, because you're going to get 10 years in jail. That's your answer, Mr. Biden, not with all this other nonsensical things. All I say is gun control is great, but the guns that are killing all my black brothers, majority across this country, over 13,000, are illegal handguns. These are not the guns possessed by legal gun owners, okay? So let's stop the nonsense. Let's cut through the crap and let's do it. Again, anybody wants to know about it, they can call it to my podcast anytime. And you use this, and I challenge anybody to prove me wrong what I just said. And Bill O'Reilly, you're welcome to use my statement again. Thank you. Okay, now let's get on to what's been going on. I've been watching this. I watched it for a short period of time with this whole hearings and with that Adam Schiff, that creep. That's a guy, I'll say it again, I could certainly physically assault him because he's just a no good person. He's a liberal. Wow, he's a weenie. He's a weenie. Now, what's going on in Washington, a lot of people don't know. There's an end game to this. What the end game is to indict Donald Trump. And you want to know something? It's not going to be too hard, especially in Washington, D.C., when we saw Sussman walk out of there with all the evidence in the world for him lying to the FBI, emails that substantiate the fact that he was working for a client, which he said he wasn't. So that jury came back and says, no, we don't want to find him guilty. Just imagine if Donald Trump is indicted in the Washington, D.C. court under some fugazi thing here, which, you know what? Doesn't take much to indict somebody, believe me. And just imagine if he's tried in a Washington court. It could be a really bad outcome. And that's, don't get me wrong now, this is exactly what's going on. Was January 6th horrible, horrific? Totally, totally, I agree with that. That should never happen. And I think President Trump went a little above above his pay grade on that. He should have realized you have all these people. I'm sure some of them will cocktail it up, and then all of a sudden you fire these people up. He has responsibility, but as responsibility to charge him, no way. No way should he be charged with any kind of criminal conduct. But now that you got this circus going on in Washington, you also, a little birdie with that moron, the attorney general, he is involved with this thing now with these hearings. And the Department of Garland's his name, that moron. Garland is monitoring these hearings. What I'm saying by monitoring these hearings, he's taking all this information. And substantially, he can use those hearings to get evidence to present witnesses to his Fugazi grand jury in the federal court. And I'm telling you something. I am sitting here today. You heard it first. Not from O'Reilly, not from anybody else. They are going to indict Donald Trump on some Fugazi charges from the January 6th attack there on the Capitol. It's so horrible. The best thing that can happen right now is President Donald Trump, a lot of my friends, Bernie's going to get mad at me. Everybody's going to get mad at me. What Donald Trump should do right now is say, I will not run for president again. Pass the baton to that great governor from Florida. Take the equation out. We need someone that's going to bring our country together. The division's killing me. I'm 71 years old. I've never seen a country so divided. Crime is rampant. Our biggest threat in this country is shootings, murders, and crime right now. But we have a close second. It's like a horse race. The inflation's right up there. Inflation, crime, inflation, crime. It's that neck and neck, neck and neck. Who will win? I don't know. It may be a tied race. But right now, people are feeling it. And I tell you what, the other thing I got to talk about is Chinese food. Chinese food. I know a lot of people are going to get mad. The other night, I ate Chinese food about 3 days old. I couldn't believe it. I fried it, fried rice and all that, a couple of spare ribs, and then I went to sleep. The next day I woke up, I looked like I had 2 eggs under my eyes. Maybe, just be careful when you eat Chinese food. Maybe it's like part of the COVID insertion. They did COVID to us. How about sampling in Chinese food? Throw some stuff in there that makes your eyes swell up like my eyes. I don't know. I'm not eating Chinese food anymore. You could do whatever you want. Why don't you cook your own food? Learn how to cook. That's all I say. Now, let's come on to some more things. We talked about this over and over and over again, the illegal handguns. They could say all they want to talk about is the fact of AR-15s. And in reality, that side of it is good. And again, I'm against selling 40-round clips. I'm against that. I'm also very supportive of really in-depth backgrounds. I think people should have the right to carry firearms. Look at New York City with this fiasco going on in New York City right now. Nobody could get a gun permit. Why? These are law-abiding citizens. They should have the right to get gun permits if they don't have a criminal background. And I will never, ever stop a law-abiding citizen. As long as you go proper training, know what the hell you're doing with the gun. I think everyone should have the right to carry a firearm as long as they're law-abiding and they go for training. As far as these buying these guns, I really believe that we should tighten it up a little bit. We should do a psychological. What we should do is a social media check. Hey, right now you go on social media with the last 100 people that are locked up with guns. Go on their social media. Everyone's sitting there with a gun, with an automatic gun, and they're right on social media smiling. One little problem. When you're a convicted felon and you're going on social media holding a gun up, I think that you have some sort of culpability as far as for the police to get a warrant, go to your house, knock on the door, lock his ass up, okay, and get the gun out of the house. These are things that we could do. Instead of sitting back, it's all a conception. It's a conception. They were just very upset. The left was very upset that that little punk psychopath from Texas was Spanish. They would have loved for him to be a Trump supporter and all that crap. It didn't go into their scenario. It didn't fit their scenario. So now they didn't talk much about it anymore. And we know what happened over there. And I tell you right now, those police officers there better find their ball bags. Because when you swear to be a cop, you go in there. I know you're going to get shot maybe, but that's why you take the damn job. I don't want to hear cowardice from any police officer. That's why you're taking the job. And on the other side of the coin, you know, I listen now. The White House is really doing pretty good. I thought that Jen Kiskanky, whatever her name was, bad. Then they pulled out this thing here, whatever the heck her name is. She's the new spokesperson for the White House. She's the dumbest, no-clue person I've ever, ever heard. Now, I mean, they can't do better than that. They have so many articulate people. She doesn't have a clue. She looks through a notebook when she's asked the question. At least Jen Skanky, whatever her name is, at least she had some answers. She really built up Biden. The other one here now doesn't even know where she is, what she's doing. And I tell you the truth, it's very, very, very obvious. Again, so let's talk about some stuff that's going on right now. We all spoke about what's happening with the inflation. Oh, my bitcoins. Oh, my God. These bitcoins fell faster down than Conchita Rivera. Holy mackerel. These bitcoins, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't even have them. I don't even know what a bitcoin is. All of a sudden, I look at my bitcoin, my pocketbook or whatever it is, and the thing's like going down to zero. I guess that was a very bad investment. Bitcoins, they said it. When you don't know what it is, don't invest into it. And Warren Buffett told me that once. He said, look, I invest in things I know. Dairy Queen, he likes Dairy Queen. He invests in things that he knows about. And that's very important. That's very important that you invest into things. Today, just better hold on to your cash. Hold on to your cash because this is only the tip of the iceberg. This is going to get a lot uglier before it gets better. And the most important thing right now, like I mentioned before, I think that President Trump should really consider. Because right now, our most important thing that we have to do as Americans, Republicans and Democrats, is we have to vote in the November elections. We have to oust these left-wingers, get them out of there. And look what happened in Georgia. When Donald Trump was going after the Georgia governor, he should have been over there supporting the two Republican candidates for United States Senate, and maybe we would have won the Senate. The Republicans could have won the Senate with one of them, but he was too busy attacking him. Attack, attack, attack. You, Donald, you can't keep attacking people and think that you're going to have loyalty. You got rid of everyone that was near you. I know you're 40 years, Donald. You had the greatest policies in the world. Please, please, for our country, pass the baton. Pass the baton to someone that's more moderate. Pass the baton to someone that will bring this country together. We don't need any more divisiveness. And I know a lot of my friends are going to get mad. Tough bananas. That's how I feel about it. And you want to know who lost that election? Was Donald Trump. Attitude, narcissism, and lying. That's what happened. So, Donald, I'm sorry I feel this way about you. I'll play golf with you anytime. You're my friend, but time to go, and let's let someone bring this country together. Now, the really great thing was what happened on this weekend here in New York City. We got all these tough gun laws in New York City, Citi Field. This rapper, what's his name? Roddy Rauch, or whatever his name is. He's arrested with his two friends in his SUV at Citi Field with a fully automatic, not fully automatic, with an automatic weapon with rounds in there. Guess what happened? They dismissed the case before he even went to court. And when he asked the Queens District Attorney's Office, hey, what's up with that? Well, we got no comment. No comment. We have the toughest gun laws in New York City, and you dismissed the case? All I know is that there should have been at least some sort of investigation into the fact that he was in the car with the two others. When we used to lock somebody up, there was a gun in the car, and there's three guys. They all got locked up. If you want to say it was my gun, that's for later. That's for the trial. But the initial part of it, you're part and parcel. You could get your hands on that gun. This is just the epitome of ludicrousness in this city. And who should be yelling? It's my friend, Eric Adams. But then again, I don't know what's going on with my friend, Eric Adams. You know, I've been a big supporter of him. I'm just starting to feel not right about this. I raised money for him for 18 years when he was state senator, a borough president. Now he's the mayor. I really believe one thing. I believe that there's something there. May please God, maybe tap him on the shoulder when he gets home and say, look it, you're the leader. You're the leader of this great city. You can do it. But in reality, I don't mind him going out. I like him going out. Big Bird used to lock himself in Gracie Mansion. He built a high wall, and he smoked pot with his wife. He never went out. You never saw him anywhere. I like Eric Adams going out. I love it. But you got to do the job, too, Eric. I know you get up early. You're in great shape. Great physical shape, but you can't play to two parts here. You got to play to what's going on. And to play to what's going on is the crime, the guns, and all this. And also, when you come out with all these cops retiring and quitting the force, that's not a good thing. Because there's one thing I knew going in as a policeman. I learned from veteran cops, veteran detectives, how to do my job better. You can't teach it in college or in schools. You can't teach it. Experience cannot be taught, remember. So these people who've been on for a while, they are experienced. They can understand situations, and they know how to not overreact, because if you're going to have a police department full of rookie kids that have really not dealt with any of this thing, we're going to have more problems. And in reality, we have to show support to the current police officers and detectives and officers, and also the new rookies coming on. They have to know that they're going to get support from their mayor. And Mayor Eric Adams, please hear me. Again, I texted you about this federal gun thing. I spoke to you about it. You should be standing up, having a news conference, say, well, look at Mr. President. I want to start in New York City and let it cover the country. Here is the answer to the majority of the 21 murders in this country, people being shot. Illegal guns are killing them. And the majority of the people using the illegal guns have convictions, and they're convicted felons. Just imagine if we could get rid of 80% of the murders across this country being used by illegal guns. The tool's right there. All you have to do is find out they're a convicted felon. Once they're a convicted felon, then they'll be looking at 10 years when they're caught with a loaded gun. I don't know how to scream about this more, but I hope people are picking up on my podcast and saying to themselves, why isn't he doing it? Why isn't President Biden, with all these advisors, this attorney general is a complete fool, but it's right in front of your face. Instead of talking about AR-15s, no, I'm talking about illegal small guns killing the majority of Americans, mostly American blacks. 13,000 killed last year by small gun murders, okay? Let's talk about that. So basically today was a bit of a rant by me, and I'm just getting some news across the wire now, and I'm with saddened heart, I got to tell you. I just learned there was two L.A. cops that were just killed in Los Angeles. I really don't wonder why. You know, what's going on in Los Angeles is a mirror of what's going on with every city in this country that are run by these Democrats with the toughest gun laws, but for some reason, they're not prosecuting the people with the guns. So let's stop the crap. You can sing to the roosters come home and tell me what the problem is. I'm telling you what our biggest problem, and it certainly ain't these white supremacists, because we'll get the numbers. The numbers don't lie, and we have to get down on this, and we have to control it, and we have to solve it. And this week, I just want to thank everybody. My podcast is really taking off. And again, if you want to get to me, you can get to me at bo@investigations.com or www.investigations.com. Any questions, anything you need. And if you feel as though you're uncomfortable, you need some security, I got a lot of armed guys, and I'm ready to go. Give me a call anytime. I want to thank everybody for listening, and keep on listening. Next week, we're going to have a great crime story, and we're going to follow up. Have a great day now. Thank you.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.